today's shiur, the topic of the shiur is why are we not washing our feet every morning before we daven shachris? L'chaira, we should have a chiur to wash our feet before we daven. We learned yesterday in the Kriyas HaTorah, the Parshas HaKiyoi, and it's printed in all the Siddurim. The in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a kiyoi for the Kohanim to wash before they did that avodah. Tells us the Torah, V'rochsi Aaron Ivunov Mimeni Es Yedeyem V'Ezraleim. Before they did that avodah, the Kohanim would have to wash not just their hands, they would have to wash their feet as well. Now, every morning when we wake up, we wash Negevasa. And the Beis Yosef in Siman Dalet quotes the Shem Derashba, who asks, why were Chazal masaking this mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim dafka with a keli? Why isn't it enough just to merely wash our hands under the tap, just to clean them a bit? I just need to rinse my hands. Why were Chazal masakin a mitzvah, take a keli, wash each hand three times to make a brucha on the Tilas Yadayim? Writes the Rashba the following words, Ani loy matsusi b'shim mokoyim. I haven't found it written anywhere, a dover bura sheets tarach udam nitl yudov shachris b'keli. I haven't found it written anywhere a reason why Chazal felt that we have to dafka wash our hands with a keli, like when we do for seder, and it's not good enough just to clean our hands. Because ve'imishim tefillah ve'kriyas shema, if the reason is because of achuna for tefillah, dai oy berechitza, it's good enough just to wash them. Or even less, says the Rashba, benikoyin offer the tzeroyas. Just rub your hands on a bit of earth, on a bit of something, on wood, to clean them. Kedomrinan erchatz b'mayim, v'ksiv erchatz b'nikoyim. So finishes off the Rashba and says, you want to know why Chazal were masakin in the midst of this Yedayim? Explains the Rashba as follows. Yesh loyimah shebashacha uni nasim keberia chadusha. Each morning we wake up, we become like a new person. And therefore we have to thank Hashem al shebaruni lechvoidoi l'shos l'vurach b'shmoi. Elefichach, and therefore uni tzrichem eskadosh b'kidishusoi v'litol yudeini min hakeli kekoyim shemekadosh yudov min hakiyoi koydim avayduksoi. Zog the Rashba, the reason why Chazal were masakin this mitzvah in Tzidayim is because we are like the Kohanim doing the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And just like the Kohanim before they did the avodah, they had to wash their hands min hakiyoi. Similarly, we have to do the same thing. Tzrichim eskadosh b'kidishusoi v'litol yudeh min hakeli kekoyim shemekadosh yudeh min hakiyoi. The Zelbe Lushan writes the Levish in Siman Dalet. Kamoy shematzini bekoyen ha'oyved b'mikdash ha'yitzurch l'tahe ele kadosh yudov v'raglov min hakiyoi koydim avoyda. So the same is by us. Levichov tzichemun lis kadosh b'kdishusoy lita yudeinim hakeli kekoyen ha'mekadosh yudov v'cholyo min hakiyoi. The same lotion. So every morning when we wake up, we have to look out ourselves as if we are just like a kohen doing the avoda. Just like the kohen did the avoda. And he had to wash his hands. So we also need to wash our hands. So oy bezoi, if freaks of the shala, if the whole chiv to wash our hands is because we have to look ourselves as if we are like a kohen, so surely that we should be washing our feet as well, because the kohanim also wash their feet. This is a kasha which a number of gedolei ha'achronim ask. There's one of the Gedoyd Achroinim, Rebbe Ful Katz HaKoyen, was one of the great Rabbunim a few hundred years ago. In his Sefer, V'shov HaKoyen, Shazim Shivas, V'shov HaKoyen, he asks this kasha. And we see the Matzis HaShekel seem to have also had the same kasha. Because the Matzis HaShekel, in the beginning of Siman Dalet, he writes, Avsha HaKoyen Hoyetzurch the Kaddish Gam Rablo. So you see, he's asking this question. Even though the Kohen needed to also wash his feet, Mikamukim Osi Rak Ledimyoy. When Chazal told us that we have to wash our hands because we have to regard ourselves like a Kohen, they did it just like a Dimyon Ba'alma. Avul Eino Shuvah B'chol Hatzadudim LeKiddush. It's not mamish the same as the Kohen. So for us, Chazal said, it's good enough just to wash our hands. We don't need to wash our feet. So we see, it's just a dimyan ba'alma.
Why would the Kohen?
Oh, because the hands, they said, do it properly. The hands, that we want, you should do it properly. So we have to wash our hands with a kohen. So for the hands, Chazal were makpid, we have to copy the kohen. For the feet, they weren't so makpid. The Noyde Behida and Simon Kiefman also writes the same aura. And he asks the same question. According to the Rashba that we're regarding ourselves like a kohen, we should be washing our feet. Says the Noyde Behida, Mikamukim Leitzurach Lius Dimya Demikdash HaKoyhanim Mamush. We don't have to do exactly the same to Koyhanim. V'hirak the Zeicha Leduva. We're only doing a Zeichel. So we see the Noyde Behida, the Machzor Shekel, and the Ful Koyen, Akatz Koyen, they all say the same Yisod. We should really be washing our feet. But Chazal didn't mean that we should be mamish like a Koyen. It's just a Dimyon Ba'al. However, if we look in the Ramban, on the Parshas HaKiyoy, when the Ramban is master the mitzvah of washing the kohen and washing the hands, writes the Ramban, the rechitza hazi is derech kovoy shelamal. The reason why the kohen had to wash their hands and feet, this is derech kovoy. Before kohen can do that, void is derech kovoy for him to wash his hands and his feet. Now, why dafka the hands and the feet? Actually, he should wash his whole body. Should have a shower. Why dafka the hands and the feet? Explains the Ramban. Valderech ha'emes, ba'avi ha'yois roish ha'udom v'soifoi ha'yadayim v'haraglayim. The highest and the lowest part of a person's body is the hands and the feet. So although we look at our heads as the highest part, but says the Ramban, no, the hands are the highest part because you can lift your hands higher than your head. So your hands is the highest part of your body and the feet are the lowest part of your body. So you need to wash the two extremes, the hands and the feet. Yadayim lemala mikal gifoy bagbi oisom. Varag raglaim lemata. Finishes off the Ramban. Lefichach nitztavi meshosa elyoy lirchas hayadayim raglaim. This is why we have to wash our hands and the feet, because these are the two ends of our body. This rechitza, says Ramban, it isn't like people think, I'm just cleaning my hands. No, no, we're being mekadosh ourselves. Says the Ramban, if you look in the Targum, how the Targum translates the words verochatzi, writes the Targum, v'yekadshin yedeihoin v'ragleihoin. The Targum doesn't translate verochatzi to wash. You need to be mekadosh your hands and your feet. Finishes off the Ramban. Emet inyan hazeh tikni rabbeseini netilas yadayim letfila sheyiskavein lozeh. Writes the Ramban that when we wash negavasa every morning, sheyiskavein lozeh. This is what you should be thinking when you wash netilas yadayim, that I'm being mekadosh my hands as a hachuna derech kovoy before I go and daf. Now, according to the Rambam, he explains, we don't need to wash our whole body. We need to wash the two ends, the hands and the feet, because that's their kufay. So then we need to understand. So why were Chazal not mesaken that we should wash our feet? L'chayim, we also need to wash our feet, according to the Rambam. And the terrors of these gedolim, the Chazal were just making a dim yoyin ba'alma, l'chayim, that won't fit into the Rambam, because it's dafka the two ends. Dafka the two ends, so we need to wash our feet. So why are we not washing our feet every morning? So in order to answer this question, we need to understand something else. Why are we washing our hands every morning? The Rashba and the Levish said we wash our hands because we are like the Kohanim doing the Avodah. Just like the Kohanim need to wash their hands, so we need to also wash our hands before we do the Avodah. Now I want to ask you this a question. There's a reason why the Kohanim needed to wash their hands. It's written in the Sifri, Avoidus Mikdash Bemikdash Mekadash Yudov Ravlov Achakach Oyvu. The Kohanim had to wash their hands and their feet before they did the Avoidah. Why? Writes the Sifri these words, Mokoim Shetzurech Yudov Ravlov Mekadash Yudov Ravlov. The Kohanim had to wash their hands and feet because they used their hands and feet doing the Avodah. Because their hands and feet were used before they did the Avodah, they had to wash them. Anybody who's baked matzahs Erev Pesach knows that before you bake matzahs, you wash your hands, you scrub your nails, and you clean them very, very well. Why? Because in order to make sure that these matzahs are not chometznik, you need to clean your hands very well because your hands are going to come into contact with the dough, with the matzah. You clean your hands. Tells us this is free. You know where the Kohanim had to wash their hands and feet? Because they use their hands and feet to do the Avodah. Because they use their hands and feet to do the Avodah. That's why they needed to wash them. And as always up the chinuch, a mitzvah kivuv. He explains the shoyrish. Yeah, we'll get there in a second. Explains the chinuch. The shoyrish of this mitzvah, Rui lenakis hayadayim shehem ha'oisois v'melucha, b'choleis yigi ha'koyhanim b'nyuneh ha'ayis. The whole time the koyhanim were touching things, touching the kelim, touching the animals, carrying the animals, they're using the hands to do the avoid of the krovus ha'karbunas. Using your hands, you need to wash your hands. Oh, what's with the feet? We know there's a halucha that the Kohanim were not allowed to have a chatzitza between their feet and the floor of the Mikdash. So if there was a chatzitza, the Avodah was possible. So the feet is also part of the Avodah. Therefore, they need to wash their hands and feet. This being so, we need to ask, so why are we being compared to the Kohanim? Just like they washed their hands, so we need to wash our hands. We're not using our hands for davening. We use our mouth, we use our machshova, tefillah avodah shebelev, we use our heart, but we're not using our hands. Our hands isn't being used for davening. So why do we need to wash our feet? The Kohanim only wash their hands because they use their hands. We're not using our hands. So the emphasis, as we should really, yes, be using our hands in davening. The Haredim writes in Perit Tezayin Ois Ein Gimel the following words. He explains that when a yid davens, so as to lift up your hands to Shemayim. Kita ashkechom betfilas avruam, like we find by Avruam Avini, harimoisi es yudi el Hashem. Viksiv, and another pusik, hoye kashe yurim Moshe es yudoi v'guva Yisruel. When Moshe Rabbeinu lifted up his hands, Klal Yisrael victorious. We find by Shloima Melech when he finished building the Beis Hamikdash, v'yamet Shloima lifnei mizbeach Hashem neged kol Klal Yisrael v'yifrois kapov hashamayim. He lifted up his hands to Shamayim. Right, the Haredim, when we daven, we should be lifting up our hands. The Shlua Kudish also writes, as Bezoya is Mashma Shemale Gedoyle, he Lehedim Yudov B'Shaftvela. It's a gewaltige mala for our tefillahs to be accepted, to lift up our hands whilst we are davening. Now we understand what the Ramban said, that we need to wash netilas yadayim limun mishimachavim, like the Kohanim, and we wash our hands, because the hands are the highest part of the body. When is the hand? Yeah, you could in theory lift your hands up higher than your head. How many people are doing that on a regular basis? Very few. Seems a rather far-fetched reason. We need to lift up our hands, because our hands are, what do you call it, are higher? Tell me, because the hands symbolize the koichi goitzem yuti. I understand, but that should be higher. It seems very far-fetched. But the pshat is, in the Zman from the Rambam, people would lift up their hands every day by davening. They lifted up their hands, so the hand was always the highest part of the body. So the Rambam, therefore we need to wash our hands. We are like a coin because we're supposed to use our hands by davening. And I found in the Sefer Tfilas Dovid, in the Adaris. The Adaris was in the Gedoyla Achroinim, lived 100 years ago. He writes as follows, Lefi Hanira, it would appear, Hoy Se'ika Birchas Netilas Yadayim Netfila, Kishahoy Mispalim Bahagvos Hayadayim Lamala. The reason why Chazal were Masakin, that we should wash Netilas Yadayim, is because Yidin would lift up their hands and Tfila. Val Zenema, Si'i Yadayichim Koydash, Ivarchis Hashem. But how we are doing today, that we don't lift up our hands, it doesn't really have a pshat, therefore why we need to wash our hands. According to our minute, it doesn't seem there's any reason why we should be washing mechlal negavasa. We're not using our hands at all. The reason why we don't lift up our hands, quotes the Deris. Rabbi Kiva Eger brings this to Simon Paytes, the beginning, B'shem Sefer Be'er Sheva. That although really it is the right derech, it's correct, one should lift up our hands in tefillah, of a mar she'ein uni mispalim b'prisis kapayim, k'moshim atzini b'mikra kama pa'umim, if a zoya kudish, if a pikud rebeleza. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, although there's often a psikim, the zoya kudish, pikud, that's what we should be doing, nowadays, the Goyim, they have copied what we are doing, and they like to stick up their hands in their prayers. And therefore, once the Goyim started doing it, like Chazal say about the Sukkot Chol Matseva, we don't do it anymore. So therefore, but this is answered why we need to wash the Tizi Daim, because strictly speaking, we should be using our hands for tefillah. And since we should be using our hands for tefillah, Chazal were mesaken, therefore, we should wash our hands. With this now we understand why we don't need to wash our feet. The only reason why we need to wash our hands is because really we should be using our hands for tefillah. Our feet, which we don't use for tefillah, there's no reason to wash them. And also shrap the noidi bihida. Lotzurich lekadish gam haraglayim. Te'enu ni ledamis lekoyen le'inyan rechitzas raglayim. Although we need to compare ourselves to the Kohanim when it comes to washing our hands, but when it comes to washing our feet, then we don't compare ourselves to the Kohanim. Why? Zugdenoy de behida, these words. Deli dedom, because for us, which we are wearing shoes, there's no difference between our feet and the rest of our body. Why do we need to wash our feet? We're not using them at all. So we see very clear words for noi to be either. You only need to wash the part of the body that you're using for davening. The part that you don't use, there's no need to wash them. So the feet we don't use, no need to wash them. Hands. Don't really use the feet. They're just copies. Again. Now, we got the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah. The Rambam in the fourth period of Hilchas Tefillah writes very clearly that you have to wash your feet. Writes the Rambam as follows. Shachris, Roichitz, Hunov, Raglov, V'achakach Yispal. The Rambam writes every morning when a Yid wakes up, Paskins the Rambam Halucha Lamasa, he needs to wash his hands, Yudov, V'raglov. It's the whole Shalom. If you go, it's in the Rambam Punov as well. Some say he has on Punov because he got a different Gemara, but we're not speaking about that Punov. The Rambam says very clearly, a person wakes up in the morning, Roichet Yudov V'raglov V'achakach Yispal. So we have a psak from the Rambam, we should be washing our feet. However, the Shulchan Aruch does not quote this Rambam. But the Mugen Avraham does quote this Rambam. And the Shulchan Aruch also quotes this Rambam. The Lushan of the Mugen Avraham is, Omrinim Begamura, Roichas Udov, Udom Punov, Yudov Ragov Bechal Yoy, Kenkus of Harambam Perit David Mehilchas Tfila. So the Mugen Avraham does quote it. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it. The Shulchan Aruch does quote it. The Mishnah Brira also quotes this halacha, but he finishes off and he says, B'shem the Prima Gudim, in those places where the minhag is that one doesn't walk around barefoot, so therefore we don't need to wash our feet. So this is why we are not washing our feet, explains the Mishnah Brira, that if we're not walking around bare feet, there's no need to wash our feet. And as always, the Noi Behida, and as always, the Batut Shuv in his Sefer, Esh Lavro. It's interesting to note that the word Kehillas, that when they used to walk into shul every morning, they would remove their shoes, the Havdil, like the Ishmaelim that do. In the Sefer Mishnas Chachomim from the Maharam Chagiz, was from Gedolei Sfadim 300 years ago, writes, Matoy v'manuim minik sheshamati nohagi boi ba'eze kilis koidish ma'anshe hamarv. How beautiful is this minik which I've heard of the Archehillis from Anshe Marav, that's Iran, Iraq, shecholtzim min aleihem. They take off their shoes. And he writes they had special towels there that one didn't need to touch one's shoes when one came in. One would take them off. And he finishes off and he says, Yesh dos doshu oisem legenari, shekein minah Yishmaelim. There are some people that say, hey, that's what the Yishmaelim did. Vani doish oisem leshvach. I suggest the opposite. We come before all other nations. In Cain, called the Toiva Nimsa Benayim, Aina Elagunav, Etzla Migituni. Says the Maram Chagiz, it's zicha that the Ishmaelim stole this minig from us. So it used to be the minig in many kehillas, in Anshimar, they would remove their shoes before they came into davening. I can understand that the Rambam, when the Rambam wrote that you got a chiv to wash Yudov Raglov, it's very possible that the Rambam as well, where he lived in Egypt, after that was also the accepted minhag to remove one's shoes, and therefore he said you have to wash Yudov Raglov. And therefore says the Prima Gudim, that we, who we do wear shoes, therefore we have no need to wash our hands. However, it's not so simple. Because if we look in the Torah, in Siman Tzadik Ches, the Torah writes a whole list of halachas, how we have to behave when we're davening, that our davening should be similar to bringing a korban. Writes the Torah, Hatfilah hi b'mukim ha-korban, as we all know, and therefore, Surah Lizush Tedigmas ha-korban. We have to ensure as much as possible that our tefillah should be similar to bringing a korban. Therefore, be kavuna, you have to make sure to daven with kavuna. Don't have other thoughts, because we know by a korban, if you had machshavas pigel, you had the wrong machshavas, the korban was pusul. So the halacha batfila of kavuna, you ask anyone, why do you have to have kavuna batfila? Push it, because you have to think what you're saying. Yeah, it's true. There's another halacha, because it has to be doimen to korban. Says the Torah, another look, you have to stand up when you're down Shemon Esra. Why do you stand up? Most people say, well, we're covered. Covered, you have to stand. No, that's the reason. It's because Phil is doing a korban. A korban had to be done by Mida, so that Shemon Esra has to be done by Mida. Now says that noch halacha, v'hashvus haraglayim k'koyhanim b'shas v'avoida. You need to stand with your feet together. Why? Like the koyhanim b'shas the avoida. I see here there is a halacha regarding feet in tefillah. Till now we said, nah, there's no halachas about feet. Busy with the hands, your mouth, your head, the heart. Feet, there's no halacha. The Lord says it very clearly. We don't use our feet at all in davening. I see the Torah says, Nishnazoi. The Torah says we've got to make sure our feet are the same as the feet of the Kohanim. Hashuos reglayim, put your feet together like the Kohanim who do the avodah. Now I can understand that then it doesn't make any difference whether we are wearing shoes or not wearing shoes. Even if we're wearing shoes, but I've got my feet together, I'm now looking at my feet, I'm like a Kohen doing the avodah, I put my feet together. Oh, I'm using my feet for davening. I have to wash my feet. And now it's got no nafka minute at all whether I am wearing shoes or not wearing shoes. So it's interesting to note that this talk, the talk carries on a few other halachas where tefillah is going to the carbon, kvi is smokai, you have to stand in one place. Again, like a carbon, each carbon has its smokai. This whole talk is brought down milah by milah in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadikei. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadikei copies out this entire list from the Torah. But very surprisingly, he omits this one line that you have to stand with your feet together because we have to be like Kohanim. And if you look in the Beis Yosef in Siman Tzadikei explains that we find in the Yishalmi a machloikus, why do we have to stand with our feet together? One man, the Omer, says, to be like Kohanim, and the other man, the Omer, says, to be like Malochim. K'malachei hashures d'chsev v'ragleyem regel yeshuva. We need to stand with our feet together to be like Malachei Hashurus, who had stood on one foot. Now the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadikei, when he says why we need to stand with our feet together, he says the reason of Malachei Hashuras. That's why we are standing with our feet together, Bashmoneh Esrei, because we have to be doimed to the Malachei Hashuras, whose Ragleyem Regel Yeshuv. I see very clearly from the Shulchan Aruch, he has left out this reason of being doimed to Kohanim. And the guy with the feet, he says, that's not why we are standing with our feet together. We are standing like the other man Gomer, that we are doimer to Malachei Hashuras. So if so, now we understand why the Shulchan Aruch says we don't need to wash our feet. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention that we need to wash our feet. Because the halacha lemasa, the Shulchan Aruch is taking on the opinion that the reason why we stand with our feet together is to be doimer to Malachei Hashuras, not to be doimer to Kohanim. Our feet, we're not doimer at all. And this is what Taka the Noibida writes these words. Like Surah Lakadish Gam Haraglan. We don't need to wash our feet. The Ainuni Ladamis Lakoyan Lainyan Rachitsas Raglan. When it comes to feet, we're Taka not compared at all to the Koyahamid. The Sefer Mishmeres Shulayim from the Koyan of the Rebbe, Sima Beis, he adds on that those people who go to mikveh every morning before Shacharis, Zeichat Narana Hida, that they are taka being yoitzer this Rambam. This Rambam in the Mugen Avraham, that one should wash their feet, this is an extra mala if one goes to mikveh. So this is the Indian, why the Master, we are not mapped to wash our feet. In the voice of Taka Helfen, Shibuna Beis HaMikdash, Imperi V'Yomeini, Shom Na'avodcha, B'yirat, B'yoylem, B'yashulim, 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 B'yashulim